Glad to see those that could make it out this evening. Before we get started tonight, I would like to thank you for the passing of my mother, the many cards and phone calls, and Darrell and Phyllis coming to the visitation. It was very comforting, and I appreciate it very much. I want to look at something this evening that is very important to all of us. The title of what we want to study about tonight is Pay the Price. Every soldier that enlists into the services has to pay a price. First of all, they must leave family. Many of these enlistees are very young men and women. They may be shipped clear across to the other side of the globe. But in our spiritual lives, God commands us as His soldiers to leave everything and everyone for Him. In Matthew 10, verses 37 through 39, Jesus says, Matthew 10, beginning in verse 37, "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it." Yes, there's a price to pay. We need to leave all these things behind that we are focusing upon serving God and Him only. In this great country that we live in, we have two great freedoms in our lives. We have freedom as being Americans, and we have freedom in the body of Christ. Some choose not to enlist in either one. Some will choose only freedom of country. We must be good, complete soldiers to enlist in God's army. There are some who start but never finish. They will go AWOL. Some never start because they know they cannot follow orders. We know that in the service of our country, we have to serve those orders. In Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 6, Ephesians 4, beginning in verse 1. "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all." There are many people in the world that want to have things their way. But as we find here, and we know that God's way is the only way. Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, and he saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." There is a price to pay to become a good soldier. I may have used this example before, but I want to use it again. My high school ag teacher was a prisoner of war in World War II. At 18 years of age, he left Slayton, joined the Air Force, was trained properly, left home, went into a foreign country to fight for freedom. On one mission they were out on, the crew of 10 was in there, was shot down. They were captured by the Germans immediately as they parachuted to the ground. At that moment, freedom was lost. They lived under some pretty harsh conditions. They had beans and pea soup that had weevils in them. He said that at first they used their undershirts to strain those weevils out. Then they all ran out of their undershirts, so they just ate them. Found out it might be some pretty good protein. We can also be captured in warfare against Satan. If we don't watch it, he can also shoot us down. The things of this world, if we let them get to us, they will bring us down. We've got to be able to stay on that straight and narrow way. We don't want to be captured by the enemy, Satan. In John chapter 3 and 16, very familiar verse to all of us, a price was paid. John 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What a great show of love that God had for you and I, for the world, that he gave his only begotten Son. That if we will hear, believe, and obey the commandments that he's given us, we can have that everlasting life. In Romans chapter 6, verses 17 and 18, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Yes, until we put on Christ through baptism, we are servants of sin. In Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. This is the way we enlist into God's army. Baptism through the body of Christ. That we are raised up from the dead to walk that newness of life. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Yes, we must take a stand each and every day that we live here, that we walk with Christ, who has made us free, and that we do not go back into the ways of the world, that we're not entangled again with that type of yoke of bondage. But do the works that's been commanded of us. In John chapter 8, verse 32, very familiar verse to all of us. John 8 and verse 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. As we read earlier, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And it tells us here that if we know that truth, the truth shall make us free. In Romans chapter 1, verses 5 through 6, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. For obedience to the faith. For what? For his name. We need to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 3, verses 24 and 25. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. How? Through the forbearance of God. Yes, we are free from the sins of this world by his grace through Jesus Christ. And that Jesus is that propitiation, that go-between between us and God through his blood that he shed upon that cruel cross for each and every one of us for the remission of our sins. Second Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We all here tonight enjoy the liberty that we have in this country that we live in. We have many freedoms in our spiritual lives. It tells us that the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There are no free lunches. A price must be paid. A price has always been have to been paid. I remember back, probably before some of you younger ones, an old TV commercial on TV. This mechanic rose out from under a car on his Jeepers Creepers, I call them, or crawlers. holding an oil filter. And he says, you can pay me now or you can pay me later. If we do not have that proper maintenance, like this TV commercial was on our vehicles, there's going to be a big price to pay. The same is true in our spiritual lives. If we are not continually maintaining our spiritual lives in living for God, there's going to be a big price to pay one of these days. And it won't be pretty. This old world will not get us anywhere in the end. When we die, we leave here with nothing, just as we came. You're not going to take anything with you. And living in this old world is full of worrying. And worrying is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it gets you nowhere. I want to turn over to Matthew, the 7th chapter, right quick, and read that chapter because I think it explains entirely what we've been talking about tonight. This is a very good chapter. The entire chapter is Jesus speaking to us. He says, judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou pay to thy brother, or say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will ye give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will ye give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bringeth forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. He tells us, seek and you shall find. If we are studying the Word of God here, as we should be, we will find what we are told that needs to be done in our lives. If not, in that final day, we're going to be like the foolish man that built his house upon the sand. Are we making good fruit? Are we making any fruit? Are we hearing what God has told us to do in our lives? Are we good soldiers working for His cause? There is a price that has to pay. Let's make sure we do the right thing and not have to pay that terrible price at the end of our lives. We never know the minds of those in the audience. If you are here this evening and need the help of the church through prayers, or if you are here and need to be baptized, we'd ask you to come forward as we stand and sing the song that's been selected.